I voted for you.
Okay, hi everybody.
I know.
Hi.
Welcome, welcome to the Monday, May 10th, 3 p.m. Environment Committee meeting. It is now 3:09. We are we have a quorum in the presence of Legislator Testa, Legislator Rogowski, Legislator Myers, and myself, and we are joined by our distinguished colleague, Legislator A. Williams. Come on, join us at the table. While we're waiting for our guest today, just a couple of quick updates. We had originally planned to discuss hydrofracking in the watershed today. We were going to have a representative from DEC with us by phone. We were trying to get somebody from industry. The way it turned out, we will have both of them next week. So we will have a detailed discussion next week. We'll have representatives from both industry and DEC. And then Chris, I think, over the weekend forwarded everybody a possible draft of a possible resolution, which we can discuss. Tomorrow, as a follow-up on our resolution to the PSC, Legislator Rogowski and I, along with Chris Crane and Stu from CalPUSA, are going down to meet with two of the commissioners at 1, and then to not violate their open meetings rule, we're going to have a second meeting with a third commissioner to follow up on that based on our concerns. And according to Chris and Stu, they have been very, very receptive about having us, and we look forward to a fruitful discussion, and we will report back. All right, so on to our agenda. We're looking at three IMAs today for drinking water. The IMAs proposed are with Village of Tarrytown, Village of Sleepy Hollow, and Village of Briarcliff, dealing with ultraviolet treated drinking water. We started this discussion last year. This will not be the last discussion. This is part of a bigger kind of a macro project that's going on, and the commissioner has briefed us on that. But I guess to open, we have some new members on the committee. If we can just backtrack a little bit, give us kind of the macro big picture, what we discussed last year, and then why we're discussing these today.
Okay.
And Commissioner, if you would, identify your team with you and yourself for the record while the tape is playing.
Commissioner Tom Lauro, Environmental Facilities.
Gina DeGrosa, County Water Agency.
And Karen Ramos, County Attorney's Office.
Hi. Good afternoon. Well, as you know, the county has two active water districts, Water District 1, Water District 3. But let's start with Water District 1, probably the more complex of the two. We have, by the surface water treatment rule, we're changing rules. We have to provide UV-treated water for our members, and our members consist of the cities of White Plains, Yonkers, Mount Vernon, and the Village of Scarsdale. And I believe that North Castle also takes water from the city of White Plains. So we have to deliver that water because their connection is from the Kensico Dam. It's kind of north of where the city has its UV facility in Eastview, so that the two northern members would not receive UV treated water from the DEP facility. But our two southern members, because they draw off of Shaft 22, they would get UV-treated water. However, the four-foot diameter Kensico pipeline is a backup both ways, but there is no particular backup for the southern members, so that's part of this complex plan. So in order to provide UV-treated water to the northern members, there are two options. One is that build our own UV facility at the base of Kensico Dam, or build a pumping station over by the DEP facility and pump UV-treated water all the way over to Kensico Dam and down to 48 to all the members. The problem if we build our own UV facility, the $64,000 question is, when will Water District 1 and or the DEP lose their filtration avoidance determination, their FAD? Should that happen, we would have to provide filtered water. So then we would have to also build a filter plant in addition to the UV plant at Kensico, and those costs are staggering. So if you build the pumping station at Eastview, if the city was to lose their FAD, they would, in all likelihood, build their filtration plant at that same location. So you would get filtered water along with the UV treated water. So we're currently in the trying to decide, get all the prices, the locations of the sites of these entities, in a package right now. The site for the pumping station has moved around due to cost considerations. So we're trying to find a final site for that that's the most economical. And we're meeting with the DEP on that as well. One of the DEP's requirements to us was, what they asked us was, that all of these different entities work through the county. They didn't want to deal with a whole lot of different municipalities, so they wanted them all to work with the county. As we were going along on this project, we had information, we were approached by Westchester Joint Water Works, that they would also like to be included in this project.
Yay, Marty.
So, one of the things that we did, because the DEP is building this UV facility, was we needed a connection to that UV facility, either for now or in the future. So the city had a change order to its construction project, where they put in two 48-inch pipes to satisfy the demands of all of the different entities up to 2035. So we would hook up to those two 48-inch pipes. The cost for those two 48-inch pipes is a little over $5 million. And I think some of the original, the IMA for Westchester Joint included that cost. Three of the members that you, or not members, but the municipalities you have before you today, those villages, while they would not participate in either the pumping station or the Kensico UV facility, they wanted a connection to those two pipelines. They wanted to be included, and this is the agreement that they asked to be included in the connection chamber. They don't have to pump. They can take the flow by gravity and supplement their connection that they have today. So this is a second connection for them, per se. But they wanted to share in not only the capital cost, but the operating cost, the O&M cost. Water District 3, which serves basically the Grasslands campus, also has to supply UV-treated water. And with the Catskill shutdown coming, as you know, we started designing and you provided bonding for the Gate of Heaven pump station upgrades. That will connect us to the Commerce Street line coming out of Kensico, and we will provide UV-treated water. Eventually, that will become our backup connection. The main connection for Water District 3 will come out of the same chamber that the villages are coming out of, either as part of the pumping station or with their own small pumping station. So they would, the Grasslands campus would receive UV-treated water as well. And we would have two sources of water, which is required by law.
Okay. Couple quick questions. The IMAs that we're talking about today, those will be in the Water District's budget, not our budget. Would that be correct?
Well, yes. The county is on the hook, if you will, for the bonding, for paying New York City back for all of those expenses.
That $5 million connection.
Those connections. So we would basically get reimbursed by not only the three villages, but the other people who have agreed, the Water District members, Westchester Joint, to repay those costs. So it would be coming through the water district.
Through the water district. And then the one thing that's not determined yet is where the pump house will go and all the related projects with that. That's what you're working on right now.
That's correct.
And that's the one that, if I remember correctly, we had discussed last year, could be really expensive, may exceed the bond cap, theoretically. Is that the one? Am I thinking about the right one?
I think whichever project you select, or the county selects, it will exceed the bond.
It's going to be a
referendum
doozy.
Limit. It'll be in excess of $10 million.
Right. Okay. And that will get us through 2035? Or
those are the projections, yes.
And why is 2035... All right, so it'll get us through another 25 years, which is a good thing.
It's a planning cycle.
Is there a magic, anything magical about 25? Like, does something happen in 2035, or is it just...
No, that's just the normal planning cycle.
Oh, okay. So it's not like there's a new mandate coming down in 2035 that... Okay.
Not that we know of. We're not aware of anything.
We have to put physics in all the water
for
in 2035.
Facilities
or,
right. For equipment.
2011 is important.
Okay.
Got to get that extra.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Members, questions? Yes, Legislator Rogowski.
Well, first, to that point, I mean, that's one plan, I think, but I guess a more important issue is the FAD that New York City has is good to 2017. So I guess the pipeline, if we get there, is there, but the mechanics of which plant is used, the UV facility, or if they lose their FAD, it would go to a different plant. That's the city would have to build something else. So 2017 is for. On that point, I just have, this is maybe a legal question, but the FAD, because obviously at the end of the day, that's an important issue. Does the FAD go with the water body, I mean, Rye Lake, or with, like, the facility? I mean, like, when DEP got the FAD, would Westchester County be eligible for a FAD with our plant at Kensico? How is that done? What is the FAD? Because is it the water?
Each water supplier has their own filtration avoidance.
Supplier. So,
yes.
So New York City, but points to that water body and say, based on the quality of the water, I guess
right.
we want a FAD.
They can be linked. Water District 1 and 3 each have their own FAD because they are drinking unfiltered water.
I see.
And it is linked to New York City's.
So the 2017, I don't know if it's the same deadline, but if New York City, let's say, were to look, well, there's a decision to be made in 2017, right?
Well, actually, the FAD can be revoked at any point in time. It's not guaranteed
okay.
through 2017. It is subject to regular review, and if conditions change or the regulatory requirements change and New York City is no longer able to meet the conditions of the FAD, it could be withdrawn at any time.
All right. But if that were to happen, presumably those municipalities, Sleepy Hollow, would also lose theirs, or is that an independent decision? Again, I'm trying to get, what is EP or the DOH looking at?
They're all drinking New York City water.
Right, so they either all have the FAD or all lose the FAD, depending on findings.
Well, there's a little bit different changes in schedule based on size as well. So the smaller communities usually have a little bit longer, and they'll go after, like, New York City would have the first one. And then Westchester County being, you know, much smaller but bigger than the villages would happen next.
I mean, the reason why I question, I've never quite understood this, Westchester, I mean, something that Judy and I are interested in, the Westchester Joint Water Works gets the water out of what I would argue is the same water bodies. And they argue there's the east side, the west side, but, you know, to my layman's, it's still Rye Lake, but there are different regulatory decisions apparently made on, so they're not, because outright, looking at the water, if the FAD goes with the water, why wouldn't everybody get the same treatment? But
no, and in fact, the monitoring requirements to determine which bin classification you're in, what level of treatment you need to provide, is based on specific monitoring. So Water District 1, which takes water right at the dam, couldn't even rely on New York City's monitoring results because there are a few hundred.
So you could be in the same water body, but they take the results from your monitoring
location.
That's interesting. Okay. Well, I guess that's
luckily the monitoring results have been the same.
Right.
So we're still in that same.
Right. Well, you would hope that. I guess there could be, you know, some fish swimming over there and not over there, but, you know, one might try to argue same water body. But All right, and again, because you know, it's concerned of those of us who represent Westchester Joint, the timing of a potential referendum. If I know there's some work trying to maybe get out of the referendum requirement, but if that doesn't happen, are all the municipal, whatever decisions that have to be made, do you think we're going to get them made by, what is it, July or August or whenever we might have to make, if we need to get on the ballot for a referendum?
That's what we're working towards.
You're working towards?
Feverishly. Trying to get the decisions made. Really, I think trying to locate the pumping stations and getting the final cost, once we do that, that'll kind of trigger a lot of different steps that hopefully will happen pretty much in sequence. We'll trying to deal with either the delegation or with a referendum, that has its own difficulties.
Are there, in terms of, I guess, the parties of New York City, DEP, and, you say working furiously, are you going to get there? Do you need help? Anything that the board can do? How are, you know, I assume the county executive is involved. I mean, who's, is there a stumbling block somewhere, or do you think you'll get decisions made sometime soon? You
know? New York City has been very cooperative to date. Early next week, we have another meeting with them.
Okay.
We have regular monthly meetings with you know, different levels. It's just, there are so many levels. There's so many different moving parts, and to get them all, you know, it's just a lot of things to line up. And you get to a certain point, and you think you have everything covered, and something else comes up. But it's not due to people not trying to work together.
Right. No, I'm sure people are, you know, in good faith, they're working very hard, but I'm not sure if a lot of our colleagues understand that if they get to some resolution. I mean, give us an idea. We might be voting on a proposal to place something on the referendum that could be $80 million, $100 million. Are we talking at the big numbers like that? I mean, I don't think a lot of our colleagues understand what we might be voting on.
For the filtration plan.
No,
that's
the pipeline.
Additional.
Oh, just for the pipeline.
The pipeline to get to the city's filtration plant. Or, you're right, Kensico.
There could be
a filtration plant at Kensico. I guess that's one of the options, is we would be building a plant.
Well, what about the property at the airport?
Well, that's Westchester Joint. We're not, but the idea
they
is to avoid
into that.
Well, that's why they're part of this pipeline. If they can get in, if the decision based on all the numbers and the decision is to build the pipeline to Eastview.
Mm-hmm. No, I know.
Westchester Joint. So they would hook in on that. If all else fails, they may be back, but then that's they're building that. There's no referendum. That's Westchester Joint builds that. But I'm just saying the numbers are big numbers that we and our colleagues may be called upon to vote on.
To that point.
Most people don't know that. It's
what I may suggest is you know, when we were looking at the consent order for the Long Island Sound, we had a number of committees of the whole, so the legislature could be briefed, and I'll discuss that with the chairman, that mm-hmm. we may, as we get a little further into the spring, we may want, as you have a better picture about how this may shake out, we may want to schedule a committee of the whole.
Well, surprised of our colleagues.
So, yeah, people can get up to speed, so this is not, you know, an environment committee surprise that we just spring on them.
That's a good suggestion.
Yeah. Legislator Tessa.
Coming from a area where we have our own water supply in Peekskill, you know, we're kind of dedicated, so I'm not totally familiar with the way the county system is, but you mentioned there's two filtrations required. The UV is a separate process?
What we're required to provide today by 2012 is the ultraviolet light disinfection. Should water quality degrade further, where this filtration avoidance is lost, then you would have to go to a next step where you'd actually be filtering the water in addition to the UV treatment. And we also have some chemical disinfection that we have to do.
Right.
So there's different levels, but right now we're talking about UV. The filtration is kind of...
So this is in the UV treatment to filtered water.
Right.
And that's all we're required to do at this point.
Right.
Okay, so it's not going through a water treatment plant of any kind before or after the UV treatment?
Well, the UV treatment is its treatment plant.
Okay.
And you have, that inactivates certain microorganisms.
Right.
And then you have disinfection with a sodium hypochlorite bleach solution, which kills certain other organisms. So there's different ones that have to be taken care of different ways.
But you mentioned that if we might have to build a filtration plant if we don't do the UV in the way that is the least expensive way to do it. So where is that being filtered now, before or after the UV, or is this all going to be done at the same time?
We would provide the UV now.
Okay.
Should the water quality degrade further, then the state health department might ask you to go to the next step, the filtration step. And usually you filter the water, then UV, and then chemical disinfection.
Go to referendum. What happens if it doesn't pass?
Not a bottle of water.
No, seriously.
It's serious.
We don't like to think negative.
But it is a possibility.
It is a possibility.
Robocall saying, well, you are.
What would happen is, if it didn't pass and we couldn't build it, even if we went under a consent order from the health department, public water supply is a little bit different than wastewater or solid waste. It would actually go into the operating budget. We would be forced to build it through the operating budget and not be able to stretch it out over 20 or 30 years, which would mean water rates would go through the roof.
Wow.
Not that they wouldn't go up.
Because it would be spread to all the communities that use it. They would directly be paying for it.
Legislator Williams.
This sounds very scary.
Let's not get distracted.
Ultraviolet treatment plant that you're talking about possibly building in Eastview, and you're saying that the water deteriorates further. And I guess we probably can look forward to that with what's happening all over the country with water. It sounds ominous, but it's a distinct possibility, right? Are you saying that the filtration plant could be built as part of this ultraviolet treatment plant at Eastview?
Well, the plant at Eastview is being built.
Because you're talking about $800,000 just to build one thing. Is there any possibility that these things could be combined at a lesser cost?
Well, this site over here is New York City DEP property.
Yeah, I know.
If this is, you can see a little dot here for like where the pumping station might be. And this blue line being the pipeline to come all the way back over here to intercept the 48-inch Kensico. So it's quite a long pipeline, and it's fairly large in size because of the flows we're talking about. But New York City is currently building the UV plant on that site. We're just tapping into it.
Oh, okay.
And by their consent order with the EPA, the DEP has to have, and they do, plans for a filtration plant. And they have to update those plans every year so that if they lose their filtration avoidance, they're ready to go into construction. So they want a delay of having to develop all these plans and specifications. So they would be ready to go. And they would take up probably almost both sides of 100.
Double or triple the size of
$100. All right, let me, just in terms of process, we have a half hour before another committee needs to get in here. So I want to ask a quick question and then ask you to take us through the actual legislation of the IMA, the fiscal impact, the Schedule A. What is the timing on this? When would you like this body to approve these IMAs? Is this something that needed to be done yesterday? You know, could it stretch out another meeting or two? What's the timing imperative on this?
Well, we're trying to get all of the partners in place and get them committed, because right now the County of Westchester is committed to that $5 million. We pay it no matter what. We've already said we're going to do this. We bonded for it. So this is so the county can be reimbursed.
And these municipalities are on board with this?
Yes. They've agreed. They've looked at these. They've approved them. They're in concert with doing this.
Okay.
So I think now is the time to go forward with it.
Okay. I notice for the record, the presence of Legislator Kaplowitz. All right. So then, let's go through this and see if we can get through it in the next 25 minutes. And if there's no objection or no major questions, you know, maybe we can take a vote today.
Good.
Sure.
Basically, there's just an act to be approved, and that would approve. I did a form of IMA that so that each municipality would. I just simply put in their name, their contact information, and they'd all be signing essentially the same document. And the fiscal impact, I didn't prepare that, but it will reduce the county's costs. As Commissioner Laura said, we're committed right now to pay the $5 million. And we have approval for that. That's the license agreement with the Water Board, if you recall that from that last year. So to the extent they sign, they're agreeing to pay their pro rata share, which is shown on Schedule A.
All right, yeah. So that's what Schedule A is, the pro rata share.
Breaks up percentages. It explains who's right now what we anticipate the various entities paying for their share.
These are the amounts of water that each one of the entities has projected for 2035. So this would be their projection for maximum use. This is the capacity that they've reserved.
Okay, so the fiscal impact is then the $785,000 payable to us. So we're making money.
Yes. Is that the amount?
Yes.
We're saving money.
Saving money. Yeah. All right.
That's it.
Chris, go ahead.
Which district would that go to?
District 1.
All right, so
well,
I'll
I guess it actually is
why is it
that actually would
8213
pay all over 30 years if it's only good for 25? If the life of the
so it kind of comes in and goes out.
Right.
It's just a pass through.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Did you have a question also?
She
yeah.
did.
Oh,
Legislator,
yeah.
feel free to ask.
Yeah. It says payable over 30 years. And you're saying that the life of this is going to be 25 years. They're going to be paying for it. Why don't they pay for it in over a 25-year period and be done with it? Because by the time, you know, they may have an additional new cost to come up 25 years into this payment.
Well, 25 years is just the planning amount of years that we use. Mm-hmm. The facility, the concrete, mm-hmm. that you put into any facility will probably last about 50 years. You might have to replace some of the mechanical equipment after 25 years.
Mm. I still think it should be prorated for 25 years, not 30.
Well, but I think, though, that 25 years, again, is just kind of the arbitrary planning cycle. It's not the official legal life cycle of the... I mean,
it goes according to the bonds, right? The bonds are...
The life of the bonds
would probably be about 40 years.
40 years. All right, so it's 5 years shy.
Okay.
All right. Now, as the legislator who represents these villages, we've heard they're on board. I wouldn't assume otherwise.
Yeah,
okay, so you're comfortable as
yes.
the local legislator?
Yes.
Okay. All right, well then do we have any...
And can I just ask one?
Oh, yeah, please.
And the
please.
IMA, Marty, this we already approved with Westchester.
Well, Westchester joint board approved.
Yeah. And
right.
they've
yeah.
signed it. Everything's
as far as I know.
They've signed
copacetic.
It.
Okay. Right. They're a hefty car.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, on the phone, can I follow up?
Please.
The Westchester United... is, you know, works with Westchester. Were they also
like
part of the IMA? So they?
No. United Water Westchester is a customer.
Customer of
Westchester
Joint.
So they
customer of Westchester Joint. So
we'll just raise their.
But they're just right. They'll pay through when Westchester Joint. This all happens. Westchester Joint goes back through their rates. They'll recover
right.
a portion of that from
they'll
Westchester United.
Right.
And what about Village of Larchmont? They get it through.
Larchmont is they're not part of Westchester Joint.
No,
Westchester United. They're probably a Westchester United customer.
Or New York City. I think they buy New York City.
Directly.
Do they have a connection? I'm not familiar if they have a connection to Shaft 22 or.
I think they do.
So they have their own local.
They just get it directly from New York City.
Okay, Legislator Kaplowitz.
Mr. Chairman, it was noted before, but just a little more explanation. It says both three reported on the act on their prorated share of. Is that ad valorem prorated?
That's
is that per capita prorated? Is that what prorated?
Well,
We looked at the estimated maximum amount of water that everyone has asked for. The connections allow a certain amount of water.
That's at Appendix A.
Right, but can we just, Mr. Chairman, I would just, if we could just put that in there, because typically when we do things on a share, we explain what that is. Ad valorem is on a tax valuation basis.
This is on water.
I would just add that, a prorated per usage. What's that?
Capacity.
It's reserved capacity.
Okay. I would just define that. Send to Section 1, Mr. Chairman. No, just at the very least, to pay their prorated share. I would just define what prorated.
Okay, prorated share of their estimated maximum requested capacity.
It's just based on usage.
What sentence is that again?
The last sentence in Section 1 of the proposed act.
Provided that they'll just pay their pro rata share.
I would just tighten it up so there's no question after.
All right, what are you suggesting?
Well, I think what counsel said is okay with me, Mr. Chairman.
Of their estimated maximum capacity request.
Okay. All right.
So it sets up what that definition is.
So would you like to make that official motion for an amendment to this?
Unless from the area, I'd certainly leave it to Legislator Williams if she represents the area.
All right. So moved.
Okay. Actually, I don't know if you're on the committee, though.
No, I'm not.
So you'll move it in spirit. You'll move it in spirit.
Right, who's next geographically close?
Go ahead.
As it flows. So move, Mr. Chairman, as amended, if that's unless somebody else wants it.
Okay. Do we have a second on that?
Second.
Okay.
And the committee report to reflect the same. Actually, the seeker status sheet we don't do, right? That's already been prepared by planning.
Yeah, I can add it to the committee report and to the act.
Yeah, that would be great.
I just want anyone later on to argue what is prorated mean.
No, point well taken. Mm-hmm. All right, so now we have the amended act. The amended act. So we have a motion. We have a second. Is there any further discussion on this?
Can close nicely.
Boom, boom. Cost of distribution, what?
The distribution chamber is the cost is to be determined.
Okay. Why don't you ask? Just ask Tom directly.
Just talk about the other facilities aside from the pipeline.
It's a top of John's for me.
That are part of this project.
That's right. As part of the pumping station and the pipeline.
He might do it.
You have the two 48-inch pipes that come out of the UV facility, the DEP's UV facility, and we are going to have a connection chamber just to hook up the two pipes to basically a concrete box. And that will allow the villages to take their water off of that connection box. Water District 1 will connect the pumping station. Water District 3 may connect to that box as well. So there will be a cost for that box, that structure, as well as the cost for the pumping station and the pipeline.
So that's part of the package of costs that you're putting together.
Right, right. You haven't determined yet. We want to see where it is, how deep it's got to be, all the different things. So the cost hasn't been exactly pinned down yet.
All right, but we do know it's safe to say that this package of things coming down the pipe is going to be expensive.
Yes.
That's fair to say.
Would that be a separate referendum then? I mean,
that
would all be part of the same thing?
They will all be part of the same thing. The connection chamber is rather small part of it. Really, the biggest part is the pumping station and the pipeline or the underground UV facility at Tensico.
All right, so we have Legislator Rogowski, then Legislator Myers.
On the question of expensive, I assume, but let me ask the question anyway, any federal, state stimulus grant money around somewhere fitting into drinking water, on the drinking water statute somewhere.
Clean water bonds.
It's for drinking water.
Once we have a project, we will form a capital project. We will put it on EFC's IUP list. So we may be available for low interest loans, but we haven't found any grants.
No stimulus, no hour funding for
drinking water. Project.
Okay, Legislator Myers.
Just it's more of an academic question, but what does UV remove? What are we seeking to cleanse?
Giardia and Cryptosporidium.
And they're not caught by the baffles and all that stuff?
No, because we're really not filtering. You would have to have very small pore filters to take out those kind of microorganisms. Mm-hmm. So this basically inactivates them so they don't reproduce.
Oh, okay.
All right, do we have any other questions? Okay, we have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion passes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Gina, can you hang out 20 seconds? We'll just do our minutes, and then you and I will chat real quick. Okay, thanks. We have two sets of minutes here. Has anybody had a chance to look at the minutes? Do we have a motion on the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
All right. Moved by Legislator Yagowski, second by Legislator Testa. Both sets. Any corrections, comments, questions? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None? Okay. Any new business? Any jokes?
Just thought I'd ask.
All right. Because we have to fill 15 minutes.
Tom's not here.
It's,
so we
it's
have to fill
the legislator's nature. We have to fill our full time.
I'd be happy to share a story. My son called me this morning.
Is this a joke?
Every person's dream, if you're in this category, he started a job today part time at Topps Cards.
Oh, yeah.
He called me and said, thousands of cards. The guy, they're sitting around opening a packs of cards. I mean, he's like, he died and went to heaven.
Which
son?
That's
a job.
All right, well, we have a motion to close.
He picked the artwork for
the 2010
football card.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Great meeting. Thank you, Chris. Don't forget to sign.
Does he go to Brooklyn for this?
He lives in Brooklyn.
The factory's in Brooklyn, right?
The lower financial district is where the Tops, where their offices.